to give them up so that they can send a hope up in heaven. We hear a lot from them. And that's why we too must be discerning. He who goes are expected, we must be discerning. We must look carefully before we leave and cast our hope. We must look carefully and ensure that we listen only to those who have given us opportunity to know how they are going to take care of our well-being, of our welfare. Welfare is meant for education. Welfare is meant for security. Welfare is meant for even the protection of our faith. Our ability to practice our faith. Let us look at people with integrity. Let us look at people who have shown and who continue to demonstrate by what they say and the promises that are doable. Let us look at them in order to cast our hope. Next week, we shall be doing that. 2 weeks after that, we shall be doing it again. The counsel is that we must look carefully and ensure that we go according to our consciences as long as we believe all those who tell us what we want to do, regard to education, regard to security, regard to our faith, regard to keeping for us all those legacies that make our country great and that will continue to make it great into the future. To say all day, the instant conscience that we just form is enough in guiding people of us in order to bring the right choice. And therefore, our counsel at this time is that as we go to God, we must be peaceful. As we go to God, we must eschew violence. As we go to God and prepare for it, let us keep on encouraging our children and our world not to allow themselves to be used in order to create trouble, in order to create confusion. As we have often said and continue to say, none of us ought to share our blood in order to advance the cause of anyone. Every life is precious. We must protect the precious sanctity of our life and that of our children by ensuring that we do not get involved in any kind of violence. It is not worth it at all. And God to be shared. So, the Lord reminds us that we from day to day as we attempt to enter into eternal life that has been presented to us, we know that we will prevent you from entering into eternal life. And if you are in faith, please go to confession. That is the challenge. That is the challenge for us. There is one last thing that I wish to say. And that is the message that comes to us from the first reading of the faith. The prophet was telling the people of Israel and the people of Judah that God was going to make a new covenant with them. There has been a covenant in the days of old. That covenant has not been kept by the people of Israel. They have been unfaithful to God. They have been unfaithful to the covenant. And so the Lord promises, I will make a new covenant. The old covenant was written on two tablets, the tablets of stone. You remember? You remember?
Yes.
When Moses went up to the mountain, and he was given the two tablets on which the Ten Commandments were written. That was the first covenant that the people of Israel and God made. But Jesus says, the prophet now says, that God is going to make a new covenant. And these people did not keep the old covenant, they going to write the covenant in their hearts. And they going to write it in their hearts such that they will be compelled from their hearts in order to keep the covenant. And that is why Jesus came. And in fact, all that Jesus keeps on telling us is love and love and love. Where is love written? Where is love written? The love of love. Where is hear the new covenant is. That is why the Lord Jesus keeps on calling us that the greatest of all commandments is the law of love. Love and every other thing is well. Love shows love, gives love, receives love, and every other thing is well. That is the commandment, the new covenant. So yesterday, we were there for the blessing delivery. I'm sure a lot of you were there. Or maybe all of you. And then we were reminded of what one wise man said, the wise man of Africa, that he was living his life in accordance with the teachings of Christ, but was not a Christian. Everything about him was being directed by what he was teaching, but was not a Christian. And so they asked him, why are you not a Christian? If your life is being guided by what Christ is teaching, why are you not a Christian? Why don't you just simply convert and become a Christian? He surprised me what that person said. I love your Christ.